You're now listening to Convos with Marilyn.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Convos with Marilyn. These are Convos with Marilyn shorts. And today we're going to be talking about the recipe to a happy life. We have three P's: prayer, positivity, and planning. So I'm going to start with prayer because that's the most important. And I feel like one thing that we should never get mixed up is that prayer has like a religion. I was watching a TikTok and somebody was like, different people who believe in different things have different names for prayer. Some people call it manifestation, people may call it just the placebo effect, but praying literally is the only thing that gets me better sometimes. One thing you should understand is that God hears you. And one thing that praying does is that unconsciously, it starts this intention in your mind. So let's say you pray, God, help me learn to study more. Help me develop these habits that can propel me to like a brighter future. Subconsciously, your mind starts to work towards the goals because you said it. You said it with so much intent, because when you're praying in any religion, there's kind of like a strong intent because you know that you're putting it towards someone and you're expecting the results. The same way, if you're working, you expect results from, you know, what you're doing exactly. So praying, and also regardless of, again, whoever it is that, you know, you build a relationship. So you know now that whatever crisis you're going through, whoever you're praying to or whatever you believe in is definitely going to see you through. There's something that prayer does in your life. It kind of pushes you to see the brighter side of things. So God forbid you fail an exam. You can say, God, please help me pass the next one. And then sooner or later, that positivity starts to influence your life for the better. So that's that on prayer. So we're moving to positivity, and this is such a crucial aspect in your life. Like the Bible says, like everything excellent, everything good, you're meant to think about it. So if you have negativity in your life, you will definitely be pulled down. You have to be surrounded by people who push you, people who make you see the brighter side of life. And not even that, when your friends have a positive outlook on life, there's a more likely chance that you will actually be succeeding as well. Because for instance, let's say I come to Sam now and say something like, oh, I failed this exam. If Sam says something like, I mean, we all failed, it would definitely make you comfortable in that situation. But if Sam says, okay, but we still have other ones. Like, I mean, this is not the last exam you're going to write in your life. So definitely God is going to help us towards that. How can we help you? You know, and you know, they can affirm you too. They can be like, okay, you've passed exams in the past. How can we do this to make you pass again? That's so crucial in your life. People who are positive, negativity is literally from the devil. It's from very, very dark grounds. So when you have a negative mindset or negative friends, that's definitely something that can stop you from achieving a happy life, you know. So sometimes we may say life is horrible, but when we continue saying life is horrible, it would definitely manifest in that way. Let's say for instance, you've heard, you know, your confession is your possession. So if I say I'll be rich, even if nothing is happening, then you know that there's an intention, like I said with prayer, there's an intention that you're going to do something that's going to propel you towards that sector of life you want to improve in. So we're moving on to planning. I don't even need to look at my book for this. Anybody who knows me well enough knows that I cannot do without to-do lists. I have to see what I want to achieve it. And most of the time, like I have digital to-do lists, and I'll probably put above here some apps that I use right now, because I think I use Todoist, and I also use I prefer writing them down, because I don't know, there's just something about striking a line through the words when you're done with that, you know, task that just does it for me. When I was in high school, the principal always used to ring it in our ears, say failing to plan is literally planning to fail. when you don't have a plan for something, how do you want to go about it? How do you want to maneuver whatever it is you want to achieve? It just won't work. It cannot work. So when I wake up or just the night before, I always write down even to, and one thing people, the misconception with to-do lists is that we most likely just write vague things. We just say, oh, go to the mall. But you can say, go to the mall, drop my clothes off at the dry cleaners. Like, there's so many things you can put in detail. They call them subtasks. So when you put a main task under that, you can just continue going, you know, and following whatever that is in your to-do list that you need to achieve, and it makes life so much easier. And it's really, really satisfying when you get things done, especially on to-do list. It kind of gives you badges for when you're done with like 17 tasks in your day. There are things like that. So yeah, and basically those were the three P's. This was extremely short, but like a word is literally enough, otherwise I'd have said so many. So remember to always pray, be positive, and remember to plan. Thank you so much for watching Convos and Reagan Shorts, and I hope I can do this more often. Bye for now.
You just listened to Convos with Marilyn. Thank you so much for giving me your time and listening to my podcast. If you enjoyed it, please follow the show and give us your honest ratings. Stay tuned and definitely keep listening for more. Bye for now.